AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Investigators in New Mexico say there was some complacency over the way weapons were handled on the set of a movie. Alec Baldwin accidentally shot two crew members. One was killed.
Santa Fe County Sheriff Adam Mendoza says testing is underway to determine whether the projectile taken from director Joel Souza's shoulder is the same one that killed cinematographer Galena Hutchins. Mendoza says investigators are examining two other guns that were recovered from the set, as well as 500 rounds of ammunition.
We suspect that there was other live rounds that were found on the set. I won't comment further on how they got there.
Mendoza says there is no film footage of the incident. Santa Fe District Attorney Mary Carmack Altuis says it's too soon to say whether charges will be filed. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Leaked documents from Facebook show the response to comments by then-President Trump last year after the death in Minneapolis of George Floyd.
And I stand before you in firm opposition to anyone exploiting this tragedy to loot, rob, attack, and menace.
On Twitter and Facebook, Trump called protesters thugs and stated, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. An internal Facebook analysis of the former president's posts show violence and hate speech increased rapidly on Facebook across the country. It did not take any immediate action. Trump has been suspended on Facebook and Twitter. A jury in Cleveland acquitted 83-year-old Isaiah Andrews, who had spent 45 years in prison after being convicted at his first trial of killing his wife. Andrews said after the verdict, it relieved all the weight off him, adding, "I've become free." Voting rights advocates have filed a new lawsuit in federal court over Texas's newly redrawn congressional district maps. The lawsuit claims the maps dilute the vote of communities of color. A new report says at least 59,000 meatpacking workers caught the coronavirus and 269 workers died when the virus tore through the industry last year. This is AP News. A hike in the cost of wheat in France could raise prices for baguettes.
A Parisian baker pulls a tray of freshly baked baguettes from a large oven. Now many boulangeries around France are putting up signs warning customers that the long, crunchy staple could be going up in price by 4 to 6 cents from its average of just over a dollar. Not a lot, you'd think, but one expert says the price for a baguette has only gone up about 25 cents over the last 20 years. The bread industry crunch has been linked to a 30% worldwide increase since September in the price of wheat after bad harvests in Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Higher menu prices aren't hurting demand yet for McDonald's, which reported stronger than expected sales in the third quarter. Revenues went up as prices for Big Macs and other items went up to cover rising costs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.